Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Taurachi Gold, traded on the CSE under the symbol TRG and on the OTCQB under the symbol TRGGF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Cameron Teamstra. Now, just to remind everybody, Taurachi Gold is focused in Mexico. The company has two projects, the Taurachi Project and the Magistral Project. Both are high-grade gold exploration plays. Magistral's a little different in the terms that this is, at least in the near term, a tailings play where the company is moving forward, doing the work needed to get a better understanding of how mineable these tailings are and how profitable they could be for the company, all leading to an upcoming PEA. Now, this is something we've talked about over the last couple of months, and Cameron, I know the PEA has been delayed a little bit, but from my understanding, it's coming up soon. So please give us a general overview of what to expect out of this PEA from the Magistral Project.
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, like as you said, we've certainly had some delays for the past couple of months. All of those delays related to the lab work. We drilled out the tailings basin earlier this year, and it took several months just to get the assay results back. Those results we put out just last month, averaging about 2 grams per ton gold. So right in line with the historical estimates there, which is great to see. Very much high grade material, especially as tailings material is concerned. And then also the other information we were waiting for was the metallurgy test results, particularly the cyanide leach results. Those we just released a couple days ago. Great results there, you know, seeing plus 80% gold leachability on just fresh material that we don't have to do any extra grinding on. So all of that will be included in the PEA. And now we expect that PEA to be out in about 3 weeks' time. So just at the end of November here, Senko is pushing hard to get that done now that we finally have all the data. But certainly looking forward to that coming out. And what we can expect from that, Corey, would be production expectations in the range of 16,000 to 17,000 ounces of gold per year. At all in costs coming in well under $1,000 an ounce. So certainly some great economics on this project. And it's something that we can think we can put into production probably by mid-year next year to third quarter next year. So certainly providing some near-term cash flow for the company.
Well, Cameron, it's an exciting time for the company, and it's going to be interesting to follow along and see how the PEA comes in. And I believe you're going to have a resource estimate as part of that. But let's dive into this recent news release on the metallurgical work, because there's some interesting tidbits in there that caught my attention. One was that you're not going to have to really grind or do a lot of processing on this because it's a tailings, which keeps your energy footprint low, and it also keeps your margins really wide and really high, which is a good thing. But walk us through how this low energy component fits in, because you're not going to need to grind this material up, and how that kind of ties into the ESG theme that we're seeing in the industry right now.
Sure, Shad. Yeah, certainly the ESG side of the story is one we like to talk about, one we like to promote. You know, compared to, let's say, a conventional gold mining operation where you're drilling, you're blasting, you're stripping away waste, you're doing a lot of hauling, and then, you know, the bulk of the energy consumption typically comes into the crushing and grinding phase of the activities. You know, that those main activities there are the primary energy consumers, and they're ones that are already sunk costs in our case. So, you know, we don't have to do any of that work. The metallurgy results that we put out there showed that we don't need to do additional grinding to liberate the gold. So that's going to keep our energy costs and ultimately our carbon footprint incredibly low. And so we do expect to be producing gold for some of the sort of lowest carbon per ounce of gold in the industry. And not only that, I mean, we're rehabilitating the area, the tailings that we're going to be mining. They're not contained in what today would be a impoundment or a tailing storage facility. There's no liner between the tailings and the natural ground. Historically in the late 1800s and early 1900s, these tailings were just dumped on the land. And today the local community lives pretty much right up against them. So there's nothing stopping, surface water during the rainy season from, washing some of these tailings, which do contain mercury, down towards the community into the surface water resources of the area. So the fact that, not only can we produce, what we would consider to be green gold, but we're also going to be having a net positive impact on the environment by the time we're all said and done here.
Yeah, I'm sure the local community appreciates getting some of that mercury out of the system so it doesn't go into the water. And so you're doing reclamation work while you're making money, always a good thing. Just another thing on the recovery rates in this press release, it talked about as far as the leachability, we're in the mid-80s, 80 to 83%, but you expect the overall recovery rate to be in the mid-70s. Is that how you see it moving forward?
It is, yeah. We do expect the gold leachability to sort of be in the low 80s in terms of plant efficiency of actually recovering that leachable gold. I think in the press release there, we said the efficiency was around 90%, but speaking with Ausenco this week, it's probably going to be closer to 95%. So we do expect the overall gold recovery to be sort of in the 75 to 78% range. So when you look at 2 gram per ton material, we should be recovering about 1.5 grams of that for every ton.
So Cameron, when we take a step back here and move past even that PEA, which is a big stepping stone for the company, targeting, let's say, upwards of 17,000 ounces a year can provide some nice cash flow, but that, in all fairness, doesn't truly move the needle for these people looking for massive growth in terms of exploration plays or even production growth. What's that going to lead to? Assuming the company does get into cash flow by the end of next year, what are the growth avenues ahead for the company to either grow production or, on an exploration front, make this a much bigger company?
Yeah, so Magistral is very much, you know, the component of our business, you know, where we want to get to become a producing exploration company. The goal has always been to get Magistral in production, get it cash flow positive, and then to reinvest that cash flow in our exploration projects. Right now, that would be our project in Sonora, Mexico, our Tarachi project up there. Where earlier this year, we were drilling some high-grade gold on our Jabali concession. We do plan on reinvesting some of that cash from Magistral up there on Jabali for future phases of drilling and resource definition up there. But certainly, you know, within Durango, around the area of Magistral as well, we do see a lot of opportunities in that area that we could pursue once we're in cash flowing status, particularly under the old underground mines in that region that are currently controlled by some families, but haven't seen any real modern exploration efforts there since the old mines closed down in the early 1960s. So certainly a lot of room for expansion around Magistral. And we're also looking at acquiring additional tailings material in that area that could potentially provide additional feed to the mill and extend out the life of mine there as well.
Yeah, that was going to be something I was going to ask you about, Cameron, is acquisitions. You had mentioned there was some other land that you could maybe bring in, which would be accretive to keep feeding the beast as far as the mill, to supplement what you have at the tailings. But do you think there's any potential for, once you get into a cash flow situation, possibly making acquisitions of other projects aside from what you have on the plate right now?
Absolutely. We have been actively seeking out other projects over the last 6 months and reviewing some projects primarily in Mexico, but also outside of Mexico in the southern U.S. and elsewhere in Latin America. You know, ideally for us over the next 6 months, we will find something else to bring into the company's portfolio, probably something a little further down the development pipeline than our Sonora concessions. I mean, we have sort of early stage exploration in Sonora. We've got near-term production with Magistral. Ideally, we'd find a project that was a little more middle of the road, perhaps something that already has some ounces to find in the ground, a resource that we can sort of reinvest some of Magistral's cash flow to grow that resource on and push it through the engineering phases of feasibility. So certainly something we're actively pursuing. Our Vice President of Exploration, Lauren Warner, has been reviewing projects in Mexico as well. So ideally within the next 6 months, we'll have our hands on something else.
Cameron, about the cash component of the company. The company did a small financing in October. I understand that was mostly just to keep the PEA moving forward, but where do you stand in terms of cash and what's the strategy for utilizing the cash?
Yeah, in terms of cash today, we're sitting on about $750,000. We don't have a lot of active expenses in Mexico right now as we wait for that PEA to be completed. Certainly to advance the project to production phase, we will have to do, you know, put a financing package together on the back of that PEA once we know exactly what those capital costs are going to be. So, you know, we'll work towards doing that sort of through December and January once the PEA is out.
Well, Cameron, as investors are watching news flow from the company, what are some of the key things you want them to focus on? And then just moving into next year, is there going to be a return to those Sonora assets with Tarachi to do any future drilling? Just what should the market be focused on aside from the obvious PEA that's coming close?
Yeah, certainly, once that's out, we'll be able to make, you know, more concrete announcements in terms of a definitive timeline to production, who we're going to be using to build out the facility and whatnot, and basically hitting our milestones towards production from there. And also, you know, like I said, over the next 6 months, we'll be looking at pursuing an additional project to bring into the company. As for returning to our concessions in Sonora, you know, we've sort of put the drill rig down for now while we focus on getting cash flow from Magistral, but we do intend on returning there once we can self-finance that own exploration work.
All right, Cameron, I think that covers it. Nice update on what Tarachi has been up to, and we will definitely follow up on the back of that PEA. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Cameron regarding anything going on at Tarachi Gold, please email us, fleck@kureport.com or chat@kureport.com. We will get those addressed for you. Cameron, thanks again for your time. We'll chat again in the next few weeks.
Thank you, Corey, and thanks, Chad.